Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, March 25th, 2021. As of yesterday, 9.7% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination, 4.5% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital has increased to 118.2. After massive criticism, Chancellor Merkel has decided to stop the federal-state decision on the adding of 2 additional days of rest to the Easter holidays. Yesterday, Merkel said that despite the best of intentions, the decision brought up too many issues, ranging from wage continuation to the situation in stores and businesses, which could not have been resolved in the short time available. Merkel said that she regrets the mistake, which had led to additional uncertainty, and added that she takes full responsibility in her role as chancellor, and she asked all citizens for forgiveness. It remains to be seen whether the Senate will apply the emergency brake if the number of infections continues to rise, and if so, what form it will take. The federal and state governments recently reaffirmed that, in view of the dynamic infection situation, they would consistently implement the rules for an emergency break that was agreed upon at the beginning of March. Accordingly, relaxations of the past weeks would have to be withdrawn within 7 days in the case of a stable incidence, in this instance, for 3 uninterrupted days of more than 100 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants. In regions with an incidence of over 100, restrictions should even be tightened, according to the federal state decision. As we stated in the intro, the 7-day incidence was 118.2 on Wednesday, up from 102.3 the previous day. But it's unclear whether the Senate will withdraw relaxations such as the opening of schools, museums or stores, or rather adopt other measures, for example, in connection with more testing. Mueller said on Tuesday that there is, quote, greater room for maneuver here. Mayor Mueller will make a government statement on the corona crisis in the House of Representatives today. Afterwards, the members of parliament will debate it. The export of corona vaccines from the European Union is to be more tightly controlled. This was decided by the EU Commission, and existing control procedures are to be expanded. New criteria are to allow vaccines to be withheld if necessary, if proportionality and reciprocity are not maintained. According to Commission Vice President Dombrovskis, this is necessary to achieve the EU's vaccination goals against the coronavirus. The background is massive supply backlogs at AstraZeneca. Dombrovskis explained the ongoing production shortfalls there are not fairly distributed among the various contracting countries. The focus is on Great Britain, which has so far been significantly less affected by the delivery problems and at the same time imports large quantities of vaccine from the EU. Brussels is also accusing London of using contractual agreements to de facto prevent the export of AstraZeneca vaccine from British production. More than 1,000 people protested on Tuesday evening against the planned eviction of the left-wing neighborhood pub Meuterei in Kreuzberg, which is scheduled to happen this morning. The demonstration started around 6:45 p.m. near the pub on Reichenberger Straße in Kreuzberg and then moved to Friedrichshain. A reporter for the German press agency described the mood of the participants from the left-wing and radical left scene as, quote, aggressive, reporting that loud chants against capitalism and the police could be heard. The demonstrators, mostly young and dressed in black, many of whom threw firecrackers and other pyrotechnics, also walked by the occupied house Ringauer 94. The police responded, though as of yesterday, any information regarding arrests was unavailable. According to our previous reporting, Meuterei is to be evacuated this morning. Therefore, from yesterday afternoon, continuing until this evening, police have imposed a restricted zone in the area. Left-wing groups have long been calling for a protest to coincide with today's evictions, and RBB has reported that police will be present today with a large contingent. Only residents will be allowed to remain in the cordoned-off area between now and 11:59 p.m. The area extends from Reichenberger Straße 61 to the intersection of Lausitzer Straße and from Lausitzer Straße from Reichenberger Straße to the intersection at Wiener Straße. During this time, no vehicles may be parked in the cordoned-off area as well. 12 years ago, the premises were rented. In 2019, the lease expired, but the pub collective refused to leave, keeping the pub occupied since then. Due to construction work on Berlin's U6 line between Tempelhof and Alt-Mariendorf stations, train services will be interrupted and there will be restrictions in both directions between April and October, also affecting the expansion of the bicycle lanes. According to the report, work on the first construction section is to begin on April 11th and last until June 20th, and the second section will be under construction after Berlin summer vacations from August 11th to October 7th. Therefore, there will be a rail replacement service with buses on Tempelhofer Dom. As a result, the construction of secured bike lanes on Tempelhofer Dom will be delayed. With dense rail replacement traffic with buses, there's no possibility to move on with the long-discussed construction. The city councilor for transport, Christiane Heiss of the Greens, is unhappy about the BVG's plan, stating to the Tagesspiegel, quote, "Apparently, there was a coordination between the BVG and the Senate Transport Administration, which did not reach us." And she added that she had only been informed of the construction project, quote, "due to good informal contacts with the BVG." According to a report by the Senate, a total of 40 actual or attempted burglaries into Berlin's fire stations were recorded over the last 10 years, and over 20 hydraulic spreaders and cutters have been stolen. Only in 6 cases the police identified suspects, twice referring to those involved in organized crime in the city. The special tools, which are usually battery-powered and often cost more than 10,000 euros each, can be used to break open jammed car doors or cut through thick metal. Such devices were apparently also used by the suspected Berlin jewel thieves when they broke into the Grünes Gewölbe in Dresden. Other crimes, including robberies of money transporters, ATMs, or safe deposit boxes, have also been committed with the help of such tools. Per the data, the Berlin Fire Department owns a total of 227 hydraulic rescue sets, consisting of cutters and spreaders, which are part of the basic equipment of the large emergency and firefighting vehicles. Because of the many burglaries and thefts, security concepts continue to be developed and updated together with the police. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.